Zeg 96, Spilko and Jade for Brekkie. It's 10 past 7. We're talking film here with Jane Larkin, ADR. Isn't that where they sort of talk over your lines when there's a windy scene or something like that?
You're dead right. It's additional dialogue replacement.
There we go. There's a scene in there.
Jade,
we have a very special guest with us this morning.
We have royalty indeed. Not only is Jane an exceptional athlete and a very accomplished athlete, she's also a filmmaker. And you will have seen her recently in Boy Swallows Universe. Good morning, Jane.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so exciting to have you in. And I love that you're local. And look what you're doing at the moment. You've really done some incredible things and with some incredible people. In fact, earlier today I Googled you to work out what your sprint races were. And then it comes up, people also search for Brian Brown and Joel Edgerton.
So
you are
in
very good company.
Oh, that's very sweet. I've been lucky enough to work with both of them on a couple of projects, so they're amazing Australian talents.
And how does an Australian athlete become, Hollywood famous? How does that happen?
Oh, I don't think Hollywood famous yet, but it's very kind. I think.
Hang on.
I think
number three worldwide Netflix, Boy Swallows Universe. You're in the, is it the episode number two where Boy loses finger?
Boy gets chopped.
You haven't seen it yet,
no,
but I've seen the whole thing.
I'm waiting for my daughter to watch it with me.
Oh, it is amazing.
Tell her to finish
the book.
I'm
biased, but it's amazing.
Yeah. And this is Jane's scene with Phoebe Tonkin.
Kids, eh? So Lyle's busy?
Yeah, he's still working at the factory.
He couldn't get us a bit of blow, could he?
No. Lyle doesn't do that anymore.
Sorry. I heard
him. Heard what?
Sorry. I heard you doing a stall at the fate.
Just doing our bit for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Next!
Just a couple of mums in the canteen.
hey, how's that go?
Well, thank you for asking about the sport and the acting, because that is something I get a lot. I feel like they're both performance-based industries. Like, I remember being quite a youngster and getting nervous, and my coach said to me, you have to be able to perform under pressure. That's something about being an athlete. And when you've learned lines and done the prep and got on set to do scenes just like the one we heard, it's the exact same thing. You have to be able to perform under that pressure. It's exhilarating and nerve-wracking.
How long does it take to do a scene like that? Is that all day?
All day, yeah.
Wow. Not everybody that wants to do it can do it, though. So there must have been underlying talent there that had been identified previously. Maybe as a teacher told you that you'd be good at acting, or had you done classes? How did that really come to fruition?
Oh, I always knew I wanted to be in film. I wrote, directed and starred in my first home video. Well, that sounds dodgy. At 12 years old, made my cousins be the co-stars. But
I did that when I was 12 too. Me and my uncle, we'd sit there and we'd be like Harry Butler going through the jungle. You guys probably don't know who Harry Butler is. He was like the Russell Coit of the 70s and 80s,
right,
going through the Aussie bush. We do it on his home video camera. But, yeah, I get it, Jane.
Yeah, and then I did drama all through high school, university, film and TV, just was biding my time.
And you're here now.
Yeah.
And you are Dr. Jane Larkin as well, so a chronic overachiever, it seems.
That's so sweet. Finished my doctorate at the University of the Sunshine Coast too, so I'm amazed at the film, the kind of academic rigour and everything that's going on the Sunshine Coast.
And what about the famous people that you've met? Because you mentioned earlier about Brian Brown being in the same league as him, and also Joel Edgerton and Ron Howard. I mean, these are huge names, Jane.
Yeah, I've worked on two projects with Ron Howard now. There's a film on the Goldie that I'm crewing on, so it's nice to be behind the camera. And then obviously 13 Lives, I had a monologue. That was probably the most nerve-wracking experience of my life, but that's been a dream of mine. So I was just
I've wanted to be an actor for a long time, and I've dabbled in school plays. I mean, I was the judge in Trial by Jury back in Year 11.
Yeah.
And 1980, whatever it was,
76.
How do you a monologue? I mean, this is the thing. How long does it take you to learn lines? Do you need this photographic memory? I mean, this is what I don't understand. If you're churning out this stuff all the time, how do you retain the sense of the character and not lose what the writer wants?
Oh, there's a variety of techniques, and to be honest, it's different for everyone. Mm. I'm kind of blessed that I do have a pretty good memory. But, you have character objectives and overall objectives, but I just kind of like the Larry Moss idea that if you understand human emotion, you understand truth. You might not understand what it is to be a serial killer, but you know loss. If you know loss, you can convey that.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that an epic quote? That's fantastic.
You know, if you want to get into under the hood of that sort of stuff, on Netflix there's the Kaminsky Method with Michael Douglas, where he plays failed actor coaching and acting, and it actually is really good.
Yeah, I've seen bits of it. So funny.
And yeah. Jane, you were in Young Rock as well.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Oh, well, they filmed it here, and The Rock has always been an idol of mine, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he's cute. I mean, they're both athletes, right? But there's something about The Rock. I don't know what it is.
I reckon Jane does a bit of the Arnold press. I can see on the arms there.
Yes.
Yeah, that, yep, the Arnie dumbbell press. But I love their sporting to acting journey, and, yeah, just auditioned. I had to be able to speed bag to get on that one. So anything with an athletic sort of edge, I'm always like, yeah, pull me forward for that. And
and you can speed bag. You can do it.
Yes, I can.
Oh, I'm
speed
just
bag.
Useless.
Is that the...
Brr, 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 yeah. That yeah. one. I cannot do that for I just look like a nafty.
Yeah, I'm in episode two. I mean, sorry, season two, episode five, I think, when Young Rock is sort of transitioning from football to the world of wrestling. So it's really fun.
Fox Hill and Binge, if you want to check that out.
We've got Jane Larkin with us this morning, Australian actor, athlete, and music buff too, apparently. Didn't know that. Good morning, Jane.
Morning. Yeah, my cousin is very famous. My cousins, I should say. She was the lead in Moulin Rouge. My other one was the conductor in Hamilton. So musical family.
Seen both of those and love them. Actually, Bilko came to Moulin Rouge with us. And, yeah.
Well, Moulin Rouge is a little bit, you know, fishnet stockings and
it was
people.
Awesome. Trying,
I was
you
like,
would have
hello.
Seen her probably. Yeah. So I have to be the trivia one.
Yeah. Well. And athlete, yeah. And actor, you know, and filmmaker. So what about the filmmaking side of things? You've got your own project as well, Jane.
Yes, it's called The Edge. It's loosely based on my own experiences. It's about three female athletes who really, you know, they're fighting for what they want on their respective fields, but also just in their personal lives. And it was important to me to tell three different stories. So there's a girl who's an Indigenous powerlifter,
yes.
And she really is a powerlifter. Lily Riley, Mae Chinose, plays a character, Yui, who's a Paralympic swimmer. True to that form too. And then I'm a player sprinter. We all live together. It's hopefully a really inspirational story. I poured my soul into it, and they reckon if you can make a movie, you can do just about anything, and I reckon that might be true.
Yeah.
So when are we going to see that? Is that, like, going to be out sometime? Or?
Oh, yes, I really, really hope so. So Boy Swallows Universe took 18 months, I think, from the time I filmed it to hit the screens. This will be 2 years at the end of this month, and we're hoping that that's kind of when it's settled. So at my end, completely done.
Yep.
It's just going through, like, conform stages, which are kind of technicalities and everything. So once that's done... It's just about where they want to put it, when they want to put it. We're hoping to time it up with something like the Olympics.
Yeah,
of
course.
That's right,
yeah.
In June. Yes, it'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
It'd be brilliant.
Well, you got mates on Netflix now, haven't you? Sure.
Yeah, hopefully.
Friends in all the right places. Yeah. And so how did Boy Swallow Universe come about? Did you know somebody? Did you go on audition? What did that look like for you?
The process is usually just getting an agent. I've got an amazing agent. She's Sydney-based, Michelle Horner at Ignite Elite Artists, for anyone who wants to know. She really is great.
Yeah, and, thanks. I'll take you. Gonna...
She put me forward for the role, auditioned for the role. I was such a massive fan of the book. And Trent Dalton and I actually...
Well, I want to get it from the library, but it's still...
He's waiting.
It's
on back order.
You can borrow my copy. We both have done work at UQ and have a friend in common who I've heard a lot of stories from, and felt like I knew Trent before I met him on set, and I was lucky when I did get the parts.
Isn't he such a nice guy?
Oh, he's gorgeous, inside and out.
What's that audition process like, though? Because I imagine it's quite... daunting, especially when it's something you really want to be a part of. Like, if you're very familiar with the book, as you are, you're probably already very invested in it. What's it like to go and put yourself out on stage like that?
Well, there are two processes now post the world of COVID-19. There's a self-tape you can do at home, which they were doing a lot of pretty much exclusively during that period, and also in-person auditions. And there are usually multiple rounds. So you get the script, you learn your lines, you film it at home often in the first stage, and then if you get a call back, you'll drive down to Gold Coast or Brisbane, or sometimes do a Zoom call if the director's overseas, which in this case he was. And, then you audition for it and they'll play the waiting game.
Then just wait.
Yeah.
So have you auditioned for anything lately?
Yes, I have, although I can't say.
No.
You actors, we can't say.
That's super exciting. Is there anybody in particular?
Well, hang on. I just want to grill it here.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So,
let's go.
Does it involve your athleticism, or is it a totally different against type? Is it you look like, you know, you've lost your teeth and you've got no hair? What? You're old?
Yeah, I'm gumming it over here. I feel like I've been lucky enough to audition for a variety of roles, and it's the exact same recently. I always have a soft spot for the athletic roles because I feel like I have a bit of an edge, pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, just about anything.
Cool. You're able to do my pump class this afternoon.
Oh, God.
And let's go.
She'd probably pull that off, too. That's exactly what it's like.
No, it's not, is it? It's vicious. It's like, come on.
No, he wears a leotard. Exactly as you'd expect.
I had Lisa and Bree put me through my paces Sunday when they were testing out a new release, and I went, I don't want to do this one. Sorry, it's the next one coming from Les Mills.
And Jane, just before we let you go, you are very accomplished in athletics and obviously in film, as we said earlier, but you're also a teacher.
Yes, I've absolutely always, my entire life, been a nerd. I'm lucky enough to come from a long line of teachers. Grandma's a teacher, mum's a teacher.
Wow.
I think they're incredible. Mum's a literary buff. And I, you know, wanted all these big dreams, and mum supported me, but was also a bit of a realist and said, you know, that's fantastic, but you like teaching, and I always wanted to study philosophy. So I did that as my doctorate, did my master's, and while I was doing that, I've been able to teach. So I'm teaching right now at Maroochydore State High School. If you ever want to be brought down a peg, just go in front of a bunch of teenagers.
Do they know you're famous? Do they know that you're...
Oh, I get a lot of miss. Were you on that show? I'm like, yeah. We paid $1 million? No. No, that is not true.
Miss Larkin. Oh, my God.
Talk about accomplished. That's incredible. Well, thanks. It's been so lovely to meet you. Congratulations on the tremendous success of Boy Swallows Universe. Is there anyone you really, really want to work with? Anyone in particular at the top of your...
Oh, the Milkman.
Absolutely. I love Denis Villeneuve. Like Arrival is one of my all-time favourite films. I absolutely love James Cameron. Think he's a poet. But he always does blockbusters, so hopefully I get in that sort of calibre.
It'll just be a matter
soon.
Of time, I'm sure.
We got James's number in.
Oh, we do not. I wish we did, Jane. Jane Larkin, thank you so much.
Dr. Larkin, you're amazing.